Good morning. This is Moses Skullspiss again with the Daily Inspiration for you for day 18. And God bless you as you listen to the Word of God. I'd also like to invite you to the Saturday morning Bible study. Each Saturday morning we have a Bible study on the phone. The number is 218-862-1300. And the ID number is 525-819. Again, that number is 218-862-1300. And the ID number, 525-819. 7:30 each Saturday morning, 7:30 Eastern Time, each Saturday morning. It's about, maybe 45 minutes of study, and then we open it up for question and answer period. Interaction. Okay, well, this morning I would again like to read from Charles Spurgeon on prayer. It's very inspirational and fresh visitations from God. Fresh visitations of God. The Lord, 1 Kings 9:2-3 says, "The Lord appeared to Solomon a second time, as he had appeared to him at Gibeon. The Lord said to him, I have heard the prayer and plea you have made before me." And then Spurgeon says, "No matter what level of spiritual maturity we are on, we need renewed appearances, fresh manifestations, new visitations from on high. While it is right to thank God for the past and look back with joy to his visits to you in your early days as a believer, I encourage you to seek God for special visitations of his presence. I do not mean to minimize our daily walk in the light of his countenance, but consider that though the ocean has its high tides twice every day, yet it also has its spring tides. The sun shines whether we see it or not, even through our winter's fog, and yet it has its summer brightness. If we walk with God constantly, there are special seasons when he opens the very secret of his heart to us and manifests himself to us, not only as he does not to the world, but also as he does not at all times to his own favored ones. Not every day in a palace is a banqueting day, and not all days with God are so clear and glorious as certain special Sabbaths of the soul in which the Lord unveils his glory. Happy are we if we have once beheld his face, but happier still if he comes to us again in the fullness of favor." Oh, I look back over my life and I see times when I see a walk with God, and I rejoice in that. But I also see times when God did a special work of sanctification in my life. This is me speaking now, Moses Stelzfus. I just really appreciate those special times when God came down and met me in a special way. And, it was so glorious. And I wish I could have those type of days every day. But, I believe God, even as God has ordained sunshine and rain, to work together to bring fruit in nature, I believe the same way God works those things in our own lives. Our own Christian walk, he needs to bring, along with the sunshine, he also needs to bring the clouds and the rain. And that's what makes us, grow. I think, I'm not sure if I can get the verse together, but I think I'm thinking of a verse in, Tribulation. It talks about tribulation, and how that it works to your good. and count it all joyous when you fall in diverse temptations, because that's what makes you grow. That's what helps you to grow. When God brings calamities upon you, that's what makes you grow. So rejoice in those calamities rather than saying, poor me. You know, if we just say, poor me, oh, I'm so, it's so hard. You know, realize that that's what it takes to bring fruit in our lives. Many times, those kind of days, those kind of seasons will bring much fruit in our lives. And I just praise God for that. Okay, continue to reading in the book. I commend you to be seeking God's second appearances. We should be crying to God most pleadingly that he would speak to us a second time. We do not need to be converted again. You know, if we go through some dry seasons, and sometimes we think, well, are we really converted? Or maybe we look at somebody else and we see them going through a struggle or a real dry season, and we just don't see any fruit. You know, they may just be going through a dry season where God is taking them through a dry season. You know, when plants, especially corn, when corn experiences a dry season, it puts the roots down deep. But when it's wet, the roots don't go so deep. And you know, when after a dry spell, or if corn grows up with a limited amount of moisture, it puts its roots way down to get the moisture. And then when the winds come, it stands straight and tall. It does not get blown over near as quickly because it has its roots down. But when there's lots of rain and then the winds come, you know, as the corn is growing up and there's lots of rain and then the winds come, you know, it's very easily blown over and it doesn't stand as tall and straight. So that's the same way it is with in our life. You know, sometimes we need those dry spells so that we can put our roots down. We can dig deeper in the Word of God, and we can, we need all kinds of weather in our Christian life in order to make us grow and bring us, draw us closer to the Lord Jesus. You know, just because we're going through a dry spell, we do not need to be converted again. But we do need the windows of heaven to be opened again and again over our heads, because we do have a tendency to get weak and lazy. We need the Holy Spirit to be given again, as at Pentecost. You know, another outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Not that the Holy Spirit has left us necessarily, but that the Holy Spirit is, you know, the Holy Spirit can only be active in our life as we allow him to be. In other words, if we allow sin in our life, and, you know, then the Holy Spirit will shrink back and not be active, not be as active in our life. But when we draw near to God, then the Holy Spirit has a place in our life, and he will make us to shine for Jesus. That's the Holy Spirit's work, to guide us and to give us. It's our vital life. It's our vital connection to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's what gives us the ability to walk out the Christian life. Without the Holy Spirit, we would be a very, we just couldn't have that relationship with the Lord. We need the Holy Spirit to be given again as at Pentecost, and that we should renew our youth like the eagles, to run without weariness and walk without fainting. what the Lord spoke to Solomon concerned his prayer. And as the Lord answered Solomon's prayer in this second appearance, we may be sure that there was much about the prayer that makes it a model for us. You know, it's beautiful as we, we read through the Bible, and there's a number of prayers recorded in there as examples to us. And those prayers are so beautiful, especially I think of the one there in John 17 where Jesus was praying for us. Oh my, that's such a precious prayer to realize that 2,000 years ago, as Jesus was nearing the cross, he prayed for you and I. And he prayed such a beautiful prayer, and he prayed that we would be to dwell together in unity, even as he and the Father are one. So he was asking God to make us one, make his people one, in one spirit, one mind, one faith, one baptism. And it's very important that we as Christians are one. We're not divided. We're not constantly fighting each other, but we are. We're trusting the Lord Jesus, and we're walking with Him, and if we're all joined together, if we're all tuned to the same we're all tuned into God, then we should all have the same godly fruit coming out of our lives. And as the Lord answered Solomon's prayer in this second appearance, we may be sure that there was much about the prayer that makes it a model for us. We shall do well to pray after the manner that successful intercessors have set. And so let's pray this morning. Holy Spirit, I need you every morning to renew my strength and soul. Visit me now. Dwell in me and make me a person that brings forth lots of fruit. I pray this morning, dear God, for all the people that are listening to this little devotional this morning. I just pray in the name of Jesus, would you pour out your Spirit and your grace upon each one, that the rains and the sunshine may enter their lives and may produce fruit in their lives, and that they may grow up to be a healthy child of God, a healthy warrior for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Lord, if we just walk through this life and we're not producing fruit, we're not in the battle, then we're not much for you. But I just pray, Lord God, make us strong warriors. Make us strong so that we can bear much fruit. Father, this morning I just ask you to bless and to guide each one of us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Well, thanks for listening this morning. God bless you. And if you would like to get a hold of me, my phone number is 717-656-9576. God bless you and have a great day.